concert is brought to you by Colonel Duff. Duff, helping a random handicapped guy in the middle of nowhere. Only on Gaming Uncensored.
Hey guys, what is up? Tommy here, and as you might guess, this is not a real episode of Gaming Uncensored, and we apologize for that. Just to let you know what's going on over here in GU World, the sexy sidekick and I recently bought a house, which is super exciting and awesome, and also super busy because we're having to move. And thus, we haven't been around since the Year in Review show, and it'll probably be a little bit of time before we get back for another regular show, but we're going to do it as quickly as we can. We love you guys, we love doing this, and so... until then, we've got a special treat for you to kind of hold you over. We've been requesting segments, and you guys came through, and so we have a whole bunch. And so we're going to do a segment show special today to be able to get some of these segments played that are getting kind of old now. And also to put some content up, something hopefully y'all will enjoy. And so I'll break it down for you really quick, and then I'll let the guys take it away. So we're going to have Ty first. Ty's got a couple different segments. He's got one that's talking about No Man's Sky and kind of overhype of video games, that kind of stuff. One just talking about work stuff, which is awesome. And one that was in response to some of the politics stuff that we talked about after the election. Then we got a segment from our boy Brigham talking about games and energy drinks and ADD and life and all kinds of fun stuff. And then to end, we have our boy Cabbage with a review of The Last Guardian. And so great stuff here. Really good content, guys. We appreciate it a ton. Just real quick, go through all the stuff. Swing by the website, gamingcensored.com. You can check out the Patreon from there. We love the Patreon guys that are supporting us each and every show, each and every week, every time we do something. We love you guys so much. It helps a ton. If you want to be involved, all the details are there. Also, segments, gamingcensored@gmail.com if you want to record something and send it in, or you can just call the voicemail line at 509-GAME-210. That's what Ty did for the segments you're about to hear. Just called up on his cell phone, started talking, which is awesome on his commute. And so that's a super easy way to participate. But whatever it is, we'd love to hear from you guys. We want more segments. But for right now, I'm going to let Ty, Brigham, and Cabbage take it away.
Hey, Jamie and Tommy. This is Ty coming to you from the snowy Rockies here in Wyoming. Just heard your discussion on No Man's Sky, and I just wanted to share some of my thoughts. I think Cabbage said it in the round table when you guys were discussing No Man's Sky, that the game was pretty much everything he expected it to be. And I personally haven't bought the game or played the game, because I watched the advertisements, I followed it, and I figured that it looked like a pretty decent game. But the hype train, in my opinion, had nothing to do with anything except everybody else. The media, like Jamie was saying, just kind of hyped it up beyond what it was. Everything that I watched, especially the stuff that came from the studio, in my opinion, showed exactly what the game was. They showed gameplay. And, you know, it was a gameplay. That's what it was. The only thing that I could say maybe could be considered false advertising is when you got talking to the guys from the studio about the technology that they use, that they developed for the game. They were really excited. It was to them, it was showing off something that they had done. They were really excited about it, and that came through in their voice when they were talking about it. But I remember an interview specifically where Sean Murray was asked if you could possibly get bored playing this game. And he basically responded that, yes, absolutely, you will get bored playing this game at times. You know, it was everything from what I hear, from what I see on YouTube. The game's everything I expected it to be from the advertising. I had higher hopes, but not from anything that the studio had put out. All my higher hopes were derived from, you know, the hype that everybody had around the game, because they wanted it to be something that it just wasn't. I got duped years ago with Spore, same thing. New technology that was really super cool, and that's what they talked to in the presentations and the advertising. Everybody wanted to see it because it seemed super cool. Bought the game, and it was a good game, but it wasn't great. You know, it got overhyped just like No Man's Sky did. The people who developed it were super excited about it. Of course they were. They made it. It was their baby. And then the internet took off with it. I really hope that they don't get any repercussions for it. Like I said, I didn't buy the game because I did my homework. I think this could be racked completely up to the fault of the consumer. But anyway, keep doing what you guys are doing. Love you, and hope you're having a great day, and looking forward to your next show. All right, bye. Hey, Jamie and Tommy, this is Ty again. You said you wanted a few more segments, so hopefully I can provide a little bit of that. Anyway, you'd mentioned you said that a lot of the segments have been about gaming, and that's not bad. You want that, but go ahead and call in about how horrible your week was at work. Well, I got to thinking about that, and I just wanted to call and brag about my job a little bit. I'm a teacher. I'm not a full-blown teacher yet. I used to work at a bank, and I got caught up in all that Wells Fargo crap, and now I no longer work at a bank. And so I decided to go back to doing what I have always wanted to do. I'm teaching kindergarten, first, and second grade in a dual immersion program where I teach literacy and math in the Spanish language. So half the day the kids are in Spanish class and half the day the kids are in the English class, and it's a lot of fun. I love it. I'm back in school trying to get my teacher certification K-6 here in Wyoming. The only thing that's bad about my day at work is it takes me an hour and 20 minutes to get here. So afterwards, an hour and 20 minutes home, 2 hours, 40 minutes driving every day. I guess that kind of sucks, but it gives me a chance to listen to you guys. Anyway, hope all's going well, and we'll catch you later. Bye.
Hey, Jamie and Tommy, this is Ty. I just listened to some of your coverage of the election, so to speak, or I guess post-election, and talking about Hillary Trump and Hillary winning the popular vote, et cetera. I just had a couple thoughts on it. You know, there are different perspectives all around the United States. That was obvious by the outcome of the election. One thing, I was listening to a statistician talk about the results as far as the Electoral College at the popular vote, and he said that she ended up winning by just shy of a million out of 122 million votes, which percentage-wise lies well within the margin of error, which the statistician was saying a recount very well could show Trump winning the popular vote overall. He said it's not likely because a lot of the machines and everything that we use for voting are a lot better than they have been in the past, but he said, you know, as far as people voting twice or something like that, for example, when I voted, I moved to this county that I've lived in since the last election, and so I went into the place where I could vote. All I had to do is tell them where I lived. I didn't have to prove it. Show them my ID, and I could vote. I could have gone to the next town over, done it again and again and again. Of course, I didn't do that, but stuff like that does happen, and that's why there's that margin of error. So winning by as many votes as she did isn't necessarily counted as a win, per se. It counted more by statisticians as a tie because of that margin of error. At any rate, I didn't vote for either of them. I think Trump is an immoral, horrible human being. But that being said, I think Hillary worse than that. So we didn't have very good a choice to choose from. Anyway, I hope the last piece that I get came through. My phone went a little funky. Anyway, like I was saying, I didn't vote for either of them. I did what a lot of people would say, threw my vote away and voted for someone that I believed in and felt was a decent person, a decent human being. But another point that I wanted to make, you know, depending on where you live and your lifestyle, I'm in rural America. I live on a farm. I grew up on a farm. And unfortunately, a lot of Democratic policy, liberal policy, kind of destroys my way of life. So, I mean, you can see why a lot of people didn't vote that way. Anyway.
Wow, heat must be on.
Hey, it's Ty again. I got interrupted halfway through the last message I left. And then I was driving to work and through the canyon and didn't have any service. So anyway, here I am at school waiting for kids to get off the bus, make sure they all go to the right places. thought I'd call in and finish up my thought, what I was saying. I'd mentioned that, you know, in the past, a lot of times when the government is democratic, a lot of things get passed that kind of ruin my way of life. For example, when I was a kid, working on the farm with my dad, was when Bill Clinton was in, got NAFTA all pushed through, and it killed beef prices. And so we really struggled for a handful of years because we couldn't get more than 38 cents a pound out of our cows, which was how we survived. It was our way of life. So for a few years, the only way that we could, you know, have enough food and stuff was we would hunt and fish. But then Bill Clinton was making everything a national park so that we couldn't hunt and fish because everything was protected and you couldn't go there. And so I think we have a tendency to see things in our own, you know, personal view from our point of life or from our walk of life and who would most benefit us in our current situation. And that's normal. I think everyone, you know, you got to look out for yourself in a way. But I think that's why America is so split right now the way it is, because the way half of America lives, you know, is best supported by a more liberal look at things. The way the other half of America lives is better supported by a more conservative look at things. And as I mentioned earlier, I didn't really like either candidate. But personally, if I had to choose between the two leading candidates, the one that won is the one that I personally would probably choose. But again, it just has to be, it has to do with the way I live and the things that, that I do in my life. And so, you know, to each their own. I don't like the animosity and everything that's come along with it. I have plenty of friends who are very liberal, voted Hillary, whom I love, and we're able to talk about politics without hating each other, and I wish it was more that way around the nation. But anyway, just a little bit off topic there, at least off of gaming, but I was just listening to what you guys were talking about and wanted to put my two cents in. Hope all's going well for you, and God bless. You guys take care. All right, bye.
What's up, Jamie and Tommy? It's Brigham. I'm home from my third shift. Gonna stay up for another 20 minutes and then go to work again. Yay! Anyways, so to answer one of your questions, what energy drinks do I drink? Well, I'm about to pop one open right now. It's a 20-ounce Red Bull. They don't really do much for me. They do help me a little bit, but I've been drinking them so long, they don't do much. They keep the heaviness out of my eyes. That's about all. Cheers. Love Red Bull. I also drink Full Throttle. The one 32-ounce energy drink is one from our convenience store called Quick Trip. It's their own personal one. One of the personal energy drinks that you can only get from them. It's more like a soda, but it does have like the taurine, extra sugar, and caffeine, and all that shit. Oh, man. Love energy drinks. Love the taste of them more than anything. They don't do much for me. Again, they're really just a eye-opener, I guess you would call it. So, man, video games. Yes, yes, yes. Black Friday got me some new video games and an upgrade. By the way, Jamie, so mad props. You finally got your new rig, got the VR in your home. That is the shit. Love the 1080. OBS issue. Well, first, I can email a link when I send it to you guys of a video that will help you get set up to record at a high quality of what a lot of YouTubers do. Thankfully, you got an NVIDIA card, so OBS, especially, make sure, well, first step, make sure you have OBS Studio, not just regular OBS, because that's not supported anymore. Yes, I love you too, Luca. Yeah, he just kissed me all over. Say hi, Luca. Anyways. That's my boy. Shit, what was it? Oh, yeah, Jack Frags. Jack Frags has a great video on setting it up, and OBS Studio has a built-in plugin that piggybacks straight off the graphics card, just like what Shadowplay does, by the way. Shadowplay is a built-in game recording that pulls every bit of data that comes off of the game recording and goes to the graphics card. A little bit of compression and encoding to make sure the video is not like Fraps, where 5 minutes, or Fraps is the video recording software, 5 minutes is going to be like 20 gigabytes. Ridiculous. Super uncompressed. Luca, enough. Come on, boy. Yes, I'll send a link to the video. Follow the instructions. It's really simple. It's very easy. It'll make sure you don't hinder any of your game performance. Now, if you want to make sure you take a full advantage of the 8 gigabytes of video memory, I know one video game that for certain requires 8 gigabytes of video memory to take a full advantage of your card. And that was Rise of the Tomb Raider. Back when I was playing... Oh, what's wrong with your neck, boy? What happened? Let's be a little tight. Okay, we gotta loosen that up. Sorry, ADD again. Which is another thing I want to get to, why energy drinks don't really do much. Shit. Video games, what was I talking? Oh, yeah. 8 gigabytes of video memory. Rise of the Tomb Raider. When I was playing Rise of the Tomb Raider, I have a 970, which actually now I have two 970s running SLI. When I was playing, which is single, when I had everything maxed out all the way, within the first 2 minutes, you walk into a cave, no spoilers, I promise, game crashes, says a certain texture could not load, requires 8 gigabytes of video memory. I'm like, oh shit. Well, the 970, hardware has 4 gigabytes of video memory. What's accessible by games and the user is 3.5. NVIDIA got in huge trouble with it, false advertising, blah, 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 lawsuit, I don't care, I had a great experience from it. Does everything I need. Well, Rise of Tomb Raider actually does require 8 gigabytes of video memory to play it at max settings. When I was playing on the one step below, which is, I think, Ultra is max for that game, and then it got the very high or something. I can't remember what they called on that particular game, because all of them have different namings. Most of them is Ultra, but anyways. The very high was accessible for my graphics card, and that maxed out all 3.5 gigabytes of video memory, the entire card. So, Rise of Tomb Raider can actually use all 8 gigabytes of video memory. I've seen it done. It does work. Sorry, ringtones. It does work. So, that's a cool thing. Now, that's how you take advantage of it. Recording, don't record while you're playing it because it's going to lower the quality and it needs all 8 gigabytes of video memory. Seriously. Black Friday. So, I got number 2 in the district. Super happy, which all the other last 2 years I got number 1. So, when you get the top 5 in the district, you get 100% commission. Well, I sold over $1,900. I actually got around $1,300 thanks to Uncle Sam. Blah, blah, don't care. What I got to do is upgrade my computer to a 3rd generation i7. I didn't want to make a huge leap because I didn't really care. But I got a new motherboard and a new CPU that was in the affordable range, while also getting the limited edition Gears of War 4 Xbox One S. I want to get to that in a minute. So I also run SLI, 3770K i7 CPU with now SLI on 970, so super powerful. It's enough future-proofing for me. Yes, I could have done 280s if I really wanted to and not got anything else, but that $1,300 was my limit. So I also got my Gears of War 4, which, oh my god, I've been playing PC gaming for the past 4 years, almost strictly PC gaming, except for when my brother in Cincinnati wants to play on the PS3. We play a little bit of co-op here and there, like every 2, 3 to 6 months. It's time for a drink. I'm sitting all the way across my room and not able to get a drink yet. I forgot my Red Bull. Cheers. Love energy drinks. It's the best. Greatest thing of all time. You gotta have some. ADHD is really what has my neural energy. I have a very lethal amount. The strongest medicine, which what I used to take was methylphenidate, which also concerned as the name brand, and then went to where it lost the 7 years or limitation on medicine, which, Jamie, I think you should know about that kind of stuff. But after 7 years, they can go to generic, and methylphenidate was what came of it. Even the maximum dose my body was able to handle, even when I started losing, lost 80 pounds, was a lethal amount for it. Still wasn't enough to slow me down. So at 24, I stopped taking it. I don't know, 2004. So 2 years ago, I stopped taking medicine, and it doesn't make no difference. I just can't concentrate as easily or as well. ADHD, hyperactive, and attention deficit like crazy. Energy drinks do get my heart rate up, but anyways, what was I talking about beforehand? Gears of War 4, great game. Holy crap. Play it. Oh, what I was missing. That's what I was missing. So, PC gaming for like 4 years straight. Every once in a while, playing on my PS3. When I got my Xbox One, I was really regretting it. Long story short, I hated spending money, but it was my commission. I could have helped with clearing out some credit cards for my mom, but she's like, just, you've earned it. You worked hard for it. You've been supporting me for the past 10 months. Brigham, just do it. You deserve it. Work hard. I regret it so much. Like, I was arguing with myself, staring at the box for, like, an hour. My mom finally came up, got my military-grade knife that my buddy gave me, came out and ripped the box open. So, and I couldn't return it. So, I've been playing it, and I have not even turned on my PC since then. And I absolutely love it. I've missed the past 4 years, the laid-back experience. That's the point I was trying to make. Sorry, going back and forth. You know me, obviously, guys. Well enough by now. No attention span. So, the laid-back experience is amazing. I've missed it a lot. Gears of War 4 looks great. Because on PC, you have a very serious, uncomfort laid-back tension, I guess, when you play games. You're sitting in a chair, if you have good posture, great. Now, my desk is an Ergotron Model D, which is also a stand-up desk. Motorized. So I stand up a lot of times when I play games with arm swivels to support my arms so it's nice and ergonomic and healthy. Sometimes I sit down, but you're still really, like, kind of, like, almost stuck up. You're sitting in posture. You got to keep good posture, or you may be slouching, and you're, like, you're not able to relax as much as you can on a recliner or just on your bed cross-legged and leaning against the wall or however you sit and relax. You can't do that. With a console, you can. It seems more. You can take a computer, hook up to a TV, and do that. But that's a huge inconvenience. It was something nice I haven't had in a long time, and it was amazing. Since I got the Xbox One, my PC has been shut off the entire time. Electricity bill's gone down. We have the local electricity here is called West Star Energy, and they have an amazing app that actually tells you your current exact estimate of what your bill's going to be by the end of the month by the current usage of electricity. So the 2 days I was off from my day job yesterday, played about 2 hours of Xbox, and my mom's nose like, wow. We just dropped about $100 in electricity. Not just from also my computer, because that would not make that much difference, but by me not running it for 24 hours, or in that case, 48 hours straight. And also, we've turned off the heater, but that helped quite a bit. It's around $100 less estimation. And then last month, where I had lots of electricity uses from the computer. So, yeah, and more heater. But it's like 40 degrees outside, so we turn off the heater. It's nice for us. We got exotic animals that are required cold temperatures. So we keep our house at 50 degrees or lower year-round. When it gets 30, we turn on the heater a little bit. Keeps computers nice and cool, too. What was I talking about? Laid-back experience. Great. Love it. Gears of War 4. By the way, just now, didn't know the whole time, Tommy, you're a Gears of War fan. Gotta play. If you haven't played it, you need to play it. Tommy, play it on the console. I've heard on the PC it's kind of broken-ish, whatever. Just play on the console. It's amazing. I absolutely love it. And oh my god, it looks so good. I'm not going to say a damn thing about it. The Gears of War 4 console actually comes with the Ultimate Edition of Gears of War 4, which includes all the DLC, of course. Gears of War 1, 2, 3, and Judgment as digital downloads. It took about a week for me to get the codes that Microsoft sent me as a message on Xbox One S, on Xbox Live, and it's great. I got them all downloaded. It's awesome. Big download for Gears of War 4, or even one update I had was 4 GB for the update, which is nowhere near like the Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, 150 GB or 110 GB. A lot of storage. But the Xbox One S Gears of War 4 has 2 TB hard drive, which is amazing. That's one reason why I got that one. Even though I could use external hard drive, but whatever. Also, what's really cool about the Xbox that I'm loving is that my buddy who has one, we're sharing each other's accounts. So we play each other's account, and I can download his games, play his games while he's even playing them. Really awesome. I think I can play while he's playing. I don't know. But he's not on whenever I'm on, so it's okay. We're both third shifters, but I sleep less than he does. So when I'm playing, he's not. He's sleeping. So I'm also going to be playing Titanfall 2, which I can't wait to get started on that. And so you're going to hear some growling. Luke, one of my dogs is cleaning the other dog's ears, so it's just weird. Whatever. And one's an old grouch. Anyways, don't know why I even said that. Don't care. Titanfall 2, I can't wait to start that. I've already started The Division also while playing Gears of War 4. I've only gotten 4 hours into it. It's an amazing game. Looks so good. I'm shocked how good it looks. More Red Bull. I'm going to get another 20 ounce here in a little bit. So, yeah. Love it. I'm actually really enjoying it. Oh, another cool thing about the Gears of War 4 Limited Edition Xbox One S. I just want to say Xbox One S Gears of War. The scratch marks that they show in the picture, not only are they there, but they're actually textured. They're actually, like, indentions into the plastic. Even the controller, the scratch marks on the controller are actually inside, into the plastic, which is amazing. And the boot-up sound has a boot tone of the Gears of War 4 sound. And the shutdown tone is a different tone. Just like on the Xbox 360, the R2-D2 version, it actually made R2-D2 sounds when you turn it on and off, which is really cool. So, that was pretty awesome. And I really like it. I hear the fan a little bit, but I was expecting that. They got big fans in there because they don't want another Red Ring of Death issue again, which totally makes sense. I'm not sure what this would be because they don't have a ring. Maybe just a red dot. Oh, so PlayStation 4 Pro, I'm going to get that hopefully soon. I don't know when, probably about 3 or 4 months. VR, I don't think I'm going to. I just don't have room for it. Like, I have no room. And so, yeah. Well, Jamie, I'm so glad you got the new console. Tommy, let's see here. What were you? Oh, I'm so glad you played Gears of War 4. Yes. Shit, I'm just putting my foot in my mouth. I can't remember. Damn. I know I have something important for you, Tommy, but I totally forgot. I'm sorry! Energy, it's all natural for me. I have ADHD really, really bad. Doesn't slow me down. Nothing does. Oh, Black Friday. This is so great. My store manager. Luca, it's okay. I'm okay. He coming over here freaking out because I'm getting all super excited and stuff. But it's just me. He has ADHD just like me. Don't you, boy? Yeah. So, during Black Friday, my store manager, he knew I had to work Thursday for a couple extra hours, but he says, Brigham, I need you on the top of your game. By the way, this is quote, full quote. Brigham, I need you on the top of your game, so I'm buying 230 packs of 8-ounce Red Bulls. I want to overdose the shit out of you. That's what he said. And Matt, who is one of my managers, who's seen me on lots of energy. Like, I had, at one point, I had 10 energy drinks in less than 2 hours. And I was jittery, I was shaky, I was like, he said I was about ready to kill him. He was about ready to kill me, sorry. And he's like, oh my God, Mike, what are you getting this kid into again? And he says, don't worry. I'm like, don't worry about it, Mike, Matt, I'll be okay. So before, when I get there at 5 a.m. on Black Friday, before we even open at 6, I already had 3 8-ounce energy Red Bulls. And when I went out to do the pre-sales, this is called planting the seed for sales. So you get them an idea of what we offer without giving them prices. You don't want to scare them prices yet. Part of sales. But then you talk more about what it can benefit. Anyways, you do that outside, go down the line as quick as possible, find out what they need, give them vouchers, which we don't deal in no bullshit. So at Office Depot, I actually love working Black Friday. Very calm. We give everyone cake, cupcakes. Even customers get cupcakes. We have like hundreds of cupcakes brought in, and we give them all cupcakes, and we have some candy, and we have fruit punch and all that, because we don't want, and obviously we never like fights and shit. It's stupid. So we tell them, hey, we all have vouchers. This is where you go to this balloon for this certain items. And if you got a computer, look for this guy. They're pointing to me at the time. And keep it organized. No need to fight. If you guys get in a fight or argue, we'll kick you both out. We don't deal with it. And it's actually very, very civil. It's very nice. Even when we have like about 100 people waiting in line, it was very nice and calm. No one is rushing in. People walk a little fast, but it's okay. We keep it organized. Because we pretty much, then we start joking. I ask, because they know I can joke around with it a lot. Like, you guys are here to buy some gifts for you or your family. We're here to take your money. We're all here out of fun. We got cakes for you. Come get it. And I say in a good tone, I'm saying we're here to take your money. They still laugh because of the way I phrase it. It's awesome. But it's pretty nice. Anyways, so by the time we got out before 6 o'clock, I had 3 Red Bulls already and a bag of chips. And I told one of the guys, I told Wesley, he's like, hey, Wesley, before I get back inside the door, I want another Red Bull waiting at my register so I can start selling all these computers. And my manager, Matt, he's like, Wesley, you will not do that. Brigham, you need to calm down on the energy drinks. They're for everyone, not just for you. I'm like, we got 60 back there. We got plenty. So I'm going to have 30 of them at least. He says, no, you need to stop before you have a heart attack. I'm not calling EMS just because you want to have a lot of energy drinks. Like, it's not what I want, I just want it. It tastes good. He said, well, you need to calm down. So he shut me down on that. 30 minutes later, I had a Red Bull. And I kept on having him come in. I had one of the guys, he was literally on the floor, but I kept on radio from, hey, what's that? I need a Red Bull. So that night, I worked 10 hours straight on Black Friday. Got out at 4, had 8 Red Bulls. Following day, 6 hours, 6 Red Bulls. Sunday, I had a 4-hour shift. I think I had 6 or 7 Red Bulls. I was wired, but I was selling like crazy. So, yep, I got lots of money. It was great. Absolutely loved it. Love Black Friday. It's the best time ever for me. It makes a lot good bonus check, especially when you get in the top 5. So, I absolutely love it. So, I hope you guys had a good, great Thanksgiving. I finally got to spend Thanksgiving with my family because Office Depot did not make us work on Thanksgiving night. So it was great. Sorry for the very long segment. Love you guys both. Jamie, I will try to send you a link to Jack Frags' OBS setup. On it will help solve your situation. You should use OBS Studio, not the old OBS, because it's no longer supported. Deuces.
Right, so The Last Guardian. This is a very frustrating game to talk about. So, just a little background. I'm somebody that's a huge fan of Ico and Shadow of the Colossus. More so Shadow of the Colossus. It's probably one of my favorite games ever. So, what was it, 7 to 8 years ago at least, that this was announced, and we saw some early concept footage of it. Look great. It's kind of a mixture of elements from both, and you know, what could be better than that? But this game went in and out of development limbo, maybe sometimes development hell, and wasn't sure if you were ever going to get it. And then it finally comes out, and some mixed feelings on it for my part. So I have to say, probably the first 4 hours of the game, I was enjoying it despite its issues, and the issues mostly come from the controls, which are, I've heard it been called the worst controls of this console generation. That's not far off, in my opinion, and they're pretty bad. So it's despite the controls, and it's despite the very inconsistent tech from the beast in the game, which is called Trico. So yeah, in the first 4 hours, there was enough good about what was going on that I was liking it. For me, though, it just kind of started falling apart. So, and the big problem is always centered around that the tech of that beast. There are times where you can't tell if it's an ingenious way of making an animal in a game that's stubborn and doesn't always listen to you, which is what it would be like, probably, in reality. Animals obviously don't always obey, even the ones that are more docile and domesticated that we have. So there's that, but I feel like as it progresses, it becomes more and more difficult to differentiate between, is this something I'm doing wrong? Is it that he's not listening on purpose? Is it because it's broken? One thing is that there's this ridiculous amount of controls that go into supposedly directing this thing. There's like 4 or 5 different, technically 6 different button combinations that you do to try to direct it. And there are many video examples of this not working, where it's like, okay, I want you to jump up here. It's clear that this is where we're supposed to go. And you hit the button combination that you kind of gather as you play the game means, hey, go up, look up for a thing to do. And you will spend, so I spent probably 15 to 20 minutes on one part trying to get him to do something. And I just gave up. I said, maybe that just means the game, that's not where I'm supposed to go. So I try to do other things. I go around the other area trying to find another way out. There's clearly nothing else you do. And then let's try again, because that still looks like the place I'm supposed to go. And then he finally does it. And he just decides that time that he's going to do it. And, you know, any amount of immersiveness and some sort of connection to the gameplay and the flow of the gameplay is just destroyed when that kind of thing happens. And that's just kind of the game as it goes on. Those issues just kind of compound on itself and take away any amount of joy that I was able to get, any kind of connection to the beast that you're supposed to be able to garner from playing the game, and kind of emotional connection or feeling of going on a journey with this thing. It just kind of gets destroyed. This game commits a gaming sin that we see a lot now. And that is that there's no real risk in certain sections. There's not even a risk in certain sections of your character, you know, just dying. So then you restart from whatever the last checkpoint was. There are those from where you can just fall into an area where clearly the map just ends. But a big problem that this game has is there are sections, for instance, where you'll go up to a building and your Trico can't go in. It's too big, so you have to, this happens a lot, you have to go in through some other little crawling or open window or something and try to find out a way to progress with him when just alone as the character, find a way to open a gate or something. There are a few sections where you'll go into this big cathedral or castle or something, and clearly what you're supposed to do is climb down and go down and open a gate or something. And so there's this illusion of a sort of a platforming section to maneuver around and find a way down. It becomes very clear early on whether it's because you just go for it or you happen to fall. You can fall from any height in this game. And if the map is, if the bottom of that place where you're falling is an area you're supposed to be able to get, meaning it's in the game's map, you can fall and be completely fine. You will fall and your character will grab his knee acting like he's broken or something, and then he'll get up and sort of stagger for a bit, and then he's fine after like 5 to 10 seconds. So you've already completely defeated the purpose of even having that section based on how you design the game. It sounds very simple. It's something we've had in games for forever. Certain games, you just expect there's falling damage, and if you're really high up, it makes sense that your character would not be able to just fall down. It completely defeats all of the level design that you put into having to maneuver down these beams and crawl down this wall and do all this stuff. If I know I can just fall, I'm going to do it. I mean, there's no reason to have some sort of, in my mind, to have some sort of weird self-imposed challenge in that moment when I can simply just fall, get over with it, and progress and open the gate for the thing. So there's that. There are sections where you have to get these barrels of food for this beast because he'll just lay down and say, I'm not going anymore, I want food. So you have to go find these barrels. And there are literally, like, map puzzles, I guess, they're trying to go for, where you have to throw these barrels to different platforms to then jump to that platform and keep going until you can get it to him. Some of these sections are just the worst. It's the combination of the controls and the game engine that's just the most frustrating, stupid thing that I've done in a game in quite a long time. So that, I mean, those sections alone are enough to, I would say, sour you on a game experience, and they did for me. And so, it's a disappointment. It's definitely a disappointment, because you wait for this long for a game from a developer you really like, and then it finally comes out, and it's just the exact opposite of their two first games, especially Shadow for me, where it did have some control issues, but nowhere near as bad as this game. It did have some technical stuff, but not near as bad again. You're always able to overlook it because the things it does well overshadows the stuff that it doesn't do too well. So those are just my quick thoughts on that. Very disappointing, but kind of is what it is. Maybe there's a reason why this was in and out of development, going between two consoles. It almost does seem like they had a general idea for the game, but the game they were going to build around it, I would almost imagine it's been redone multiple times, because it's a hard idea to try to figure out. And even though some of the tech here is still in moments kind of impressive with the beast, it for me, it just really fell apart in the end.
Would you like to submit a segment for the show? Send it to gamingandcensored@gmail.com. And don't worry, we'll play just about anything. Gaming Uncensored.